We'll do more after 11 o'clock. I shall wrap that up. However, very excited about this. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? International man of mystery, roving travel reporter. 2019 has been a fantastic year for him. We were in Antarctica. We were in, well, he's been in most of the continents, I would say. All of them this year. Staggering amount of travel. This will be his final trip of the year. So I thought, let's have him on one more time. It just so happens he's somewhere remarkable. Here is clue number one, right? I'm going to give you another clue after 11, but we've got to get it right, otherwise we get no travel log. This week, I'm on a tropical island nation which has been under French and then British rule until it gained independence in 1968. But it was first named by the Dutch in 1598 in honour of Prince Maurice of Orange. This week I'm on a tropical island nation. French and then British rule, independent in 68. First named in 1598 by the Dutch in honour of Prince Maurice of Orange. And now we got to track this man down. So it's a tropical island. Hot weather, nice, beautiful. Prince Maurice of Orange. I'm trying to think of somewhere with Dutch in the title, to be honest. 81333RUSS. That's how you can drop me a note on this one. I think you can help me track him down. You know exactly where he is. 0800 389 3333. So the man himself, after 11 o'clock, and the second clue as well, but we can't get it wrong. We've never got one wrong in almost 10 years, man. Rooms on Fire, part of the Gladstone lineup. We've got Lizzo coming up, Jimmy Nail, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Pink's A Million Dreams, and the Half Hour of Power. No early clues for the rewind tonight. Because of Andy Mossack, let me say straight in hi to Pam and the Louth Bunch here. Not only a great night for Sit Sounds, is he in Mauritius? Well, that would fit with the name, wouldn't it? I can't believe I didn't see that one. Claire in Lincoln saying Mauritius. Rich in Bramley saying going for Mauritius as well. I mean, Mauritius. Good Lord, he's had an amazing 2019, if that's the case, isn't it? He's been to a year's worth of once-in-a-lifetime destinations, hasn't he? If it is Mauritius, we'll have a second clue very, very soon. Lizzo and Juice in a minute. Very good evening to you. I do hope you're marvellous. Thank you very much for stopping by with me. Rush, your late-night friend, as we're tracking down Andy Mossack for the final time this year, roving travel reporter, and I'll be wrapping up the songs for Woolens. Before we talk to Andy, which will all be coming up before half past, we do have the Half Hour of Power. Speaking of which, tonight then, we had clue number one. He's on an island. I think it's an island named after Prince Maurice of Orange, named by the Dutch in 1598. Has been British, independent in the late 60s. Rich in Bramley, I think I've already said you've gone for it. Jules in Scarborough saying, is he in Trinidad and Tobago? Ooh, now you're asking. Over on Twitter, Jackie's in York. Hey, Jackie. Found me at Dame Edith Evans. Thinking Andy's in Mauritius. Merry Christmas to you both. And to you as well. Here's the second and final clue, then. This island became famous as the home of the now extinct dodo, but is probably best known today as a winter and honeymoon destination, surrounded by the world's third largest coral reef and stunning powder white beaches. It sounds like Mauritius to me. Home of the dodo that was a winter and honeymoon destination. Well, that would fit me, Mauritius. It's the Indian Ocean, isn't it? So I think it's, you know, in our winter, it's their summer and whatnot. Hemispheres and all of that. Third largest coral reef. It's starting to fit. If you've got an idea that isn't Mauritius, though, I'd be keen to hear it, because I may be getting the wrong end of the stick, which happens all the time. We were due to have him on tomorrow, but we thought it would just get squeezed by political coverage. So why not move him to Wednesday? One of my favourite things on the show. I love doing this. It's a miracle of technology. This year has been in leaps and bounds. Last time we spoke to him, he was bobbing up and down on a 15-foot swell on his way to Antarctica. As if that wasn't enough, we say once more, good evening, or good morning as it is where you are, Andy Mossack.
Hi, good evening, Russ. Are you okay?
I'm not too bad. So you made it all right to Antarctica then, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, we did. It was absolutely stunning. I saw, you know, glaciers breaking off and cracking, and it was everything I thought it would be. Yeah. The scale was just off the charts. Fantastic.
Absolutely staggering. And now, thank you for the two clues. We've put our heads together. We've had lots of suggestions. By far the weight of a public opinion is that you are in Mauritius.
Bang on. Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
Well done. Got me again. There's no let up, is there? Never even going to finish the year with a win. Nothing.
No, this is... Well, I think actually it's about finishing the decade with a win now, because you've been doing this slot for a long time. It's not exactly a winning run, but...
No. Yes.
Here you are in Mauritius, so I'm guessing it's... you were saying, what, was it about 3 o'clock in the morning where you are?
Yeah, 3:20. Yeah, 3:20. And it's going to be light soon.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll be up early for breakfast.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'll kick back in a hammock. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Mauritius, Indian Ocean. I mean, yeah, 1,000 miles off the southeast coast of Africa. And, you know, Mark Twain said, just to be a bit literate for a minute, Mauritius was made first and then came heaven. I am paraphrasing, but he did write something like that. But yeah, it is what you think it is. Sun, sea and sand.
Now, how comes you're there? You're never anywhere without a good reason, my friend.
Well, you know I like golf, don't you?
Yes.
I like a bit of golf. And there is the Mauritius Open going on, or was on this week. Big, big tournament. €1 million prize money. So I got invited, very privileged to be invited to come and cover the golf here. So it's being hosted at the Heritage Resort down in the south of the island. And I've been schmoozing with top golfers, sitting in the players' lounge, tournament parties. I mean, it's ridiculous. Taking part in the pro-am before the tournament starts.
You took part in the pro-am?
Yeah, they always have a pro-am before the proper – when the players practice, they call them – they have practice rounds, and there's always a pro-am a couple of days before the tournament where you get three amateurs and a pro on each group.
And did you win?
No. No, I made a fool of myself. But, you know, I was jet-lagged. I'd flown in that morning straight onto the course. It was all a bit crazy. But, listen, it was a brilliant experience, and it's been absolutely brilliant. Yeah, with all my heroes.
It's been extraordinary. You're breaking bread with some of the greats of the world of golf.
I know.
On Mauritius.
Yes. What a crazy year.
Who are you? Princess Margaret? Living the life.
Well, I might drink as much.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is what a life. So, I mean, you are in Mauritius. And I mean, I'm going to say a word and you tell me if it's right. And it's a very easy thing, but you can tell me why it's right. But to me, when I see it in my mind, I'm thinking paradise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's one of the reasons it's so unique is, like you said, it's the third largest coral reef in the world, and it surrounds the island. So basically it protects all the beaches from the open sea. So there's something like a kilometer or more of shallow, warm water in front of all the beaches. So it's very unique in that way. So you can just walk out and the sea only comes up to your waist at the most. And it's fabulous, you know, so it's terrific for snorkeling and swimming. And it's really interesting. You know, you said it was the Dutch and the French and the British all had a go. But the reason is the culture here is they drive on the left, but they speak French and English and Creole. So you've got this sort of British kind of culture. You've got a French that certainly in the food is very French. They speak French, and Creole is kind of French anyway. And you've got this, then on top of that, you've got the African, Indian and Chinese slaves that came over here from the French and the English. And so 50% of the population is Hindu. So it's really, really weird because you've got Indian food, Chinese food and French food. It's quite an extraordinary place, actually. It's the first time I've been here, and it is beautiful, but it's more than I thought it would be. So that's good news.
I mean, you sat there with my three favourite cuisines in the world.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to talk about, have you had an octopus curry?
Not knowingly. Octopus curry. Now,
yes.
Let me guess here. Octopus curry. So I imagine it's as fresh as a daisy and beautifully flavored. Lots of light coriander dances across the top of the palate, does it?
That's right. It does, actually. Yeah. Yeah. But there is lots of curries. I mean, octopus is just one of them. But they do things like roti. They call it roti shul. A lot of great street food here, too. And they call it, you know, a dal, D-H-A-L.
Yeah.
Curry, dal. Well, they call it dal, so D-H-O-L. And you have dal puri, which is really lovely. Vegetable curry, you get a coconut chutney. And then you've got things like, they call it boule, which is like dim sum, but it's steamed dumpling. So it's like, you know, you've got the Chinese side of it as too. While we're on the subject of food, they do this thing called a bol revanceur. I think I've said it right. Reverseur. And it's called an upside down bowl. And they put chicken or prawn stir fried in there. They put a bit of stir-fried veg, some sauce and rice, turn it upside down and stick a fried egg on top. I mean, that's
there is
weird,
nothing in this world that isn't improved by having a fried egg on top. I'm telling you now, it's what Egon Rone would want. You whack a fried egg on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all over that. I'm all over that.
That's amazing.
So it is what you think it is. The white peaches are something else. Yeah. And the people are lovely. They really are. Where we are is in the south. Now, most people, when they go to Mauritius, they think, you know, they've got sort of these great resorts and kick back in luxury resorts. Well, they're mainly in the north, quite a developed area. Where we are, which is in the south, it's much more remote. So it's called the savanne, and it's dense forest, rolling hills, and lots of fishing villages, and then very rugged. So the beaches here are pretty deserted, fantastic. You know, you've just got these sort of miles of these beaches, pretty much undeveloped. And then you get the odd, like this one, beautiful resort. So it's a completely different type of experience. So less developed, very, very kind of countryfied, if you like, which is lovely.
And if you're into your flora and fauna, I would have thought this is, because, I mean, it's quite a, in a way, I know that there's been a lot of you know, migration of people and animal life and things going around, but there must be some incredibly rare creatures and plants, actually, sort of hidden away on Mauritius.
Well, there is plenty of flora and fauna, and plenty of trekking and hiking and forests and mountains in the interior. So everyone talks about the exterior, but the tourist board, they really want to say to people, there's much more to Mauritius than just sun, sea and sand. You know, the interior is beautiful to explore. And they are kind of got these lovely colonial plantations as well. So there is definitely some fabulous stuff. I mean, I'm no geologist, but there is a thing here, a beautiful place to go and see called Seven Coloured Earth. And if you can imagine, it's unique actually to Mauritius, but they're like mini sand dunes, and they're it's earth, but it's sand and earth actually, but it's red, brown, violet, green, blue, purple, and yellow. And it's something that happened millions of years ago after the volcanic eruption. Very technical, but basically it's a volcanic basalt, and over the years it eroded, so only left iron and aluminium left in there. And of course, well, apparently, I say of course, but iron and aluminium repel each other magnetically. So it spontaneously settled into these sort of dunes of all these different colours, which is the minerals.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely amazing. If you look it up on the internet, you see the most extraordinary colours, and they're all natural, you know. So that was something really interesting. That was good. Yeah, yeah. And one other thing, which I must mention, which knocked me out, actually, because I never expected it, but Port Louis is the capital. Mm-hmm. And there's this museum there called the Blue Penny Museum. Now, I'm sure you're not a stamp collector, Russ, are you?
No, no, it's not something I've really got into.
No, me neither. But two of the world's rarest stamps are living here in this museum, the Red Penny and the Blue Penny. A blue two penny stamps, 1847. I think they're worth millions. And they only light them up for 10 minutes every hour.
Two stamps.
Because they're so rare. Yeah.
They do all of this for two stamps.
The red one penny stamp and the blue two penny stamp. I'm sure some of the listeners might even be into these stamps, but
extraordinary.
there is, I think there's only a handful of them in the world.
They're
in this museum.
I can just see something here. They were bought, the last sort of monetary value attached to the red and blue penny stamps, the last monetary value was in 1993 when they were bought for 2 million quid.
There you go.
But that was in 1993, so heaven knows what they're worth now. That's man. So how long are you there, Tillam? And the flight's got to be quite a long ordeal, a bit of an old affair.
Yes, 14 hours.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow night. To get here, to be honest, is Air Mauritius comes in via Paris, which is lovely. Or you can go to British Airways and Emirates from Leeds, actually. They go direct. So that's good news if anybody wants to go.
Leeds to Mauritius.
Yeah. Long way, isn't it?
Do you know, the international aviation business is a mystery to me, but I love it when things turn up. And so you're there till tomorrow night, you come back. And that's it for the year then, really? No more trips on the cards for you?
No, I think the Galapagos, Antarctica, Moscow, I think. Where else did we go the last? And this has kind of been the most craziest 2 months of my life. It's just worked out that way.
It's been an amazing 2019. And, do you know what? I'm sure we'll have you on for a quick chat over Christmas and New Year anyway, because why not? Yeah, we're all mates, but it's been a terrific 2019. I look forward to more adventures next year, Andy.
Yeah, indeed. And maybe we could do a quick, top three or something the year. Yeah,
I think we'll do that. So listen, you have a wonderful rest of your time there. Give our love to all of the gentlemen in the golf course in the clubhouse, won't you?
Oh, of course. We're all on first name terms now.
Don't you know. Thank you very much, Andy Mossack in Mauritius.
What a year, hey folks. Get me to Christmas already with BBC One. With a-